The following lesson can be done either lying or sitting. The instructions will be given as if you were lying down. If you're sitting, just adjust where you look accordingly. Bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. Take your right hand and place it over your right eye, cupping your palm so that you don't press down on your eye socket. Let the heel of your right palm rest against your cheekbone, and let the fingers rest on the forehead, pointing slightly to the left or towards the center of your forehead. Do the same thing with your left hand over your left eye. The fingers of your left hand will point towards the right and will overlap the right hand slightly. Look into the blackness with your eyes closed. Notice, is it a completely uniform black, or are there areas of color? Sometimes you'll see explosions or what look like little electrical bits, different kinds of colors shooting across. This is your visual cortex trying to make sense of the blackness in front of you. As it relaxes, you may find that this field changes. Notice your breathing. Does the blackness change with your inhale or with your exhale? Now bring your hands down by your side. Begin to move your eyes to the right, as if you were moving them over to take a look at your right ear. And then bring them back to the center. Try this movement several times. Notice as you do it, how do your eyes travel? Do they kind of scoop around the bottom of the eyeball, looking down towards the cheekbone? Or do they look straight across as if you were looking at a horizon? Just notice the pattern of the movement of your eyes. Do they move smoothly, or are there jumps and skips? And now try the movement quickly. To the ear and back, to the ear and back. And try it slowly a couple more times. And then leave it. Now try the same thing going towards your left ear. Try it slowly at first. Notice if your eyes travel in the same pattern as they did to the right. And then speed it up. When you go fast, is it still easy for your eyes to stop in the center? How do you know it's the center? And then leave that movement. And now try moving your eyes from the left ear across to the right ear, and then from the right ear across to the left ear. And speed that up, shooting your eyes from one ear to the other up. And then let the whole thing go. Just rest your eyes a moment. Place your hands back over your eyes the way you did in the beginning. And look into the field of blackness. Is there a spot that's blacker than the rest? Imagine that that spot grows larger and larger, as if it was an ink blot spilling across your field of vision, making everything blacker and blacker in front of you. Notice if there's any extra tension in your arms, your jaw, your breath. And then let the whole thing go. Bring your arms down by your side and rest. Now imagine that up on the ceiling, there's a ping pong ball or a tennis ball. And begin to watch as that ball rolls across the ceiling, down the wall to your right. So it rolls across the ceiling to your right, down the wall to your right, and then over towards you so that it ends up lying next to your face on the right side. And then roll the ball away, back up the wall, across the ceiling, till it stops in front of your eyes. Try this movement a few times. Leave it and rest. And then try the same thing to the left. So the ball goes across the ceiling to the left, down the wall, rolling over to the left side of your face, and then it rolls away to the left, up the wall, across the ceiling, and back to you. Now, the next time that the ball is traveling away from you on the left side, let it go up the wall and across the ceiling and over to the right, down the right wall and over to the right side of your face. So you're doing a complete circuit now, and then letting it go away from you, up the wall, across the ceiling to the left, down the left wall, and towards you on the left side. Now we're going to combine the two movements that you've explored. So one time, you'll do the movement that you've just been doing, letting your eye travel all around the room following this ball. And then you'll go back to the first movement of letting your eyes go quickly to the right ear and to the left ear. And then let the ball travel around the room again. And then bringing it in close and looking from ear to ear. Try that a few times. And now let it all go and rest. Place your hands over your eyes as you've been doing in the past, and look into the blackness. Notice if the blackness has become richer or more uniform. Feel as if you're gazing into warm, deep black velvet, letting your eyes rest in the darkness. Once again, take your hands away. And now imagine that hovering right in front of your face is the letter O. It's painted in white, and the center is black. Now imagine this letter O beginning to travel away from your face. It flies right out of the room. Just keep following it, as if it's going off into space, getting smaller and smaller. Eventually the white outline disappears, and all you see is the black dot. Let it get smaller and smaller until you almost don't see anything at all. And then gradually let it come back, coming closer and closer and closer. And when it comes close to your face, let it get so close that the O actually just lies right on your face. And then let it come away from your face and move away again. Try this movement a few times. And then try it fast, as if you were hurling that O out into outer space and then flinging it back onto your face, back and forth. And then let the whole thing go. Let the O disappear and just rest. Once more, cover your eyes with your hands. Look into the blackness. Notice if it's gotten a little bit blacker. Then remove your hands and slowly open your eyes. Let your focus be soft for a moment. And gradually begin to look around and see if the world looks any different.